A newly discovered naturally occurring protein present in human cells has the ability to repair damaged DNA cells. The team of researchers from Macquarie University reveals that this natural protein could offer potential solutions for a range of therapies and treatments for debilitating degenerative conditions. Dr. Sina Shadfar, a biologist at the Center for Motor Neuron Research Center at the university, says this is good news for those dealing with motor neuron diseases such as dementia and Parkinson's disease among a fast-aging population in this country. He speaks to Razor's Edge reporter Thomas Kutis with the latest details.
So our team recently discovered another role for a naturally occurring protein in our body. So this protein known as protein disulfide isomerase, or PDI, which acts like a catalyst to repair broken DNA in our body.
And what did your team discover about the way cells hold DNA together?
As we know, every single day, our cells take thousands of tiny hits to their DNA. This could be from internal processes or external damage like pollutions, UV, and even stress. But normally, our cells are pretty good at repairing these damages. But as we get older, these repair systems, called DNA repair mechanisms, start to slow down and become less efficient. So if we can find a way to improve this DNA repair pathways, so it's a very important way to tackle all this age-related disease. So in case of our protein, like our finding is that this protein, as I mentioned, is a naturally occurring protein in our body, and we knew this previously, but what we found recently, we found that it goes from its original place, it moves out and goes to inside the nucleus where the DNA is located there. And also, following the induction of DNA damage, there is a binding between this PDI and DNA damage or DNA repair proteins. So through this, it helps DNA repair.
And how are you going with the research? Is it still being tested, or have you started trialing it used in medicine?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have already started testing this in motor neuron disease, or ALS, mouse model, and we have found interesting finding, but since it's not published yet, maybe I'm not allowed to fully disclose those. But we have developed in our team some new peptides. As you know, peptides are small molecules that mimic the function of a particular protein. So we use this peptide in ALS mouse model, and we have seen improvement in their muscle function, so also like it reduces DNA damage.
What about cognitive function as well? Because you mentioned motor neuron diseases and other neurological stuff.
Yeah, that we haven't tested that yet, but that's our next plan. Now we have already designed the gene therapy approach, and we have the gene therapy thing for this, and we would like to test this in both dementia mouse model and also MND or ALS mouse models.
And have there been any challenges with this treatment, or any roadblocks that you and your team have encountered?
Well, of course, any new treatment has its own challenges, especially like these are, I mean, new compounds or peptides. Yeah, but of course there are some side effects and all. We need to consider those. But other than that, not major things. Yeah, we so far we have obtained so many interesting finding, and also we have published about this protein previously that is protective against ALS and MND.
Going on to those conditions, I understand that this treatment could help can help people with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson, motor neuron, as you mentioned, ALS. Tell us a bit more.
Well, as you know, aging is a big thing in globally, and in Australia, like many other countries, we are seeing a rapidly aging population. And it has been estimated that by 2050, there will be one quarter of Australian population will be over 65 years old. And in case of like disease, if I want to mention, like in particular in about MND, the MND death toll have increased by 250% in the past 30 years. And similarly, in other diseases like dementia, including Alzheimer, it's projected that dementia like number will be doubled by 2041. And another disease similar is Parkinson's disease, which is now known as the fastest growing neurological disorder, and currently affects over 150,000 Australians. And this is projected to increase by 4% each year, which is a big number, and it has a big socioeconomic burden for the country.
Now, look, I know it's early times at the moment, but if the treatment is does become successful and goes well in trials, do you think this could be the new way in treating these conditions?
Yeah, it's as you mentioned, it's like kind of early to say that, but as we know, like since it's targeting DNA damage, and DNA damage is a major player in aging, we believe that yes, it will be a big help for all age-related disorders, and if we can find a way to predict this disease beforehand or early time points, it will be much more beneficial, and we can then use these gene therapy approaches or peptide treatment approaches to stop this disease by happening.
Dr. Sina Shadfar, a biologist at the Center for Motor Neuron Research Center at Macquarie University, speaking to Razor's Edge Thomas Kutis and ending that interview.